What's up, everybody? Welcome to Tell It How It Is, No Filter. You already know who it is, and welcome. Appreciate it, joining me and all that. I want to shout out everybody who always is on deck, you know what I mean, and give me their time. I know time is valuable. It's the one thing you can't purchase. It's the one thing you can't buy back. You know what I mean? There's no price, and we all should know that. But anyhow, let's get right rolling. Jamie Foxx makes his first public, I guess, appearance post via social media, letting us know that he's all right. I still don't really know what happened, but the only reason I brought this up is it's good to see the brother back in action. You know what I'm saying? Like, we needed that check-in. Salute to the brother, Jamie Foxx. That's it. I didn't really want to stay there long. Have you subscribed to this channel? One, Voice of Reason NF. Subscribe, comment, like, share. I also want you to check out Rumble.com. Rumble.com is a dope platform. It doesn't restrict you at all. You don't have to worry about copyright issues whatsoever. I did not give Twitch a chance. I'm hearing good things about Twitch. And, you know, I'm really giving this info out for people who want to start doing things like this. Because it's called a podcast, right? But it's really could be a therapy session for yourself. You know, we talk. People don't want to admit that they talk to themselves, right? Old school, they used to say you could talk to yourself, just don't answer yourself back. But I feel like you can talk to yourself, you have to, especially when you're responsible for shit and there's things that need to be done via you. So I never thought that talking to yourself was, you know, unless you see like them folks out there that's in a bad situation, maybe drugged up or whatever, and then they wilding talking to themselves. When you see that in public, you know what I mean? But for the most part, you need to. You kind of got to sometimes be your own anchor, be your own coach, be your own guider through shit. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not against that. But I do need you to subscribe to this channel. I'm trying to really build it up. I want to do lives. I've done a live. You know what I mean? But the time frames I do these segments may not be convenient for the people who would be interested in following and popping up when I go live, which would be dope. It's just that it's not time efficient for everyone because I can't really call when I'm gonna actually record. You just get a guarantee of the release. You know, I try to stick to that as much as I can. You know what I mean? So the Monday 12 noon, that's solid. So the window and where I record is just for that. You know what I mean? That's it, though. Just wanted to talk to y'all real quick on that. Let's go right in. Have a little fun. Let's have some fun today. I got some silly quotes. Should I call them silly? I got some funny quotes from the gram. We're gonna break it down and see how much truth this has, or is it really just for comedy or just people being... Sometimes people say things just to get attention from it. You know what I mean? And see what it does, what energy comes back. So first, if a guy gets butt-ass naked when y'all have sex, he either loves you or you got some good vajayjay, ladies. Fellas, you gonna back me up on this? Or you know, let's get some comments if you disagree. I agree with this, by the way. It's silly. It's funny. But I don't want to get too philosophical with the breakdown of this. But it comes from something. I know I'm treading light because I don't want to really expose the players out there, right? We can't really give them the cheat code. But check it out. When we are seeking pleasure, whether for the night, you know, the one night stands in the moment, just casual. We trying to just get to it. Do I have to describe it? You know, you just get your shit out and you go off, guy-wise. But this get all the way, like if you gotta think. If you're not in just the moment, you are sort of special, or we've really been tracking you a long time to try to get some. Yeah, we're gonna get that comfortable to really enjoy this experience. So the only thing I would challenge is the love part. Now, to say that we love you, that's why I said either, but the love thing, it comes different because that's real romance and sensual and, you know, wifey status. And y'all don't even really get to do that all the time either because y'all got shit to do. But, like, if y'all go away on vacay or y'all really, it's like y'all anniversary, you know what I mean? Then you can really exhibit this or experience this, as they say. So the good vajayjay is a more standard statement to stand by. Like, if it's not a special, special thing where that's your main, but you got some good vajayjay, yes, I agree that guys will get all the way naked for you. Show them toes and all. That I will stand behind. So that was fun. I like that one. Yeah, guys, it's not even that they're particular. I don't think we even paid as much mind to, we didn't pay much mind unless it's addressed. Because I think we just go, you know what I mean? Just get the shit out and go. We don't really, you know, take. I mean, I also think some guys who are in good shape, have a good size on them, they work out, they're healthy, you will be more reluctant, less reluctant, more reluctant. I'm using words here that I'm tripping up and fucking up. Forgive me. If you're confident in your body, yeah, you might want to take off the shirt, show what you got, you know, show that you get it in a little bit. You know, yeah, you get it in a little something. But anyway, being silly, I like that one. So shout out to who posted that. I'm pretty sure it was a female. And that's that on that one. It's going to be a bipolar segment because now this one's a little serious. Toxic and intensity, do they go hand in hand? Let's break this down, really. Where should and be aware of at the same time of what toxic is, how unhealthy it is, how that's not what you want. I can't stress that enough. The intensity, it's sad to even entertain this, but think about this from a psychological standpoint. Toxic and intensity. It makes sense. So, what are you getting out of that? A toxic person is intense. Now you're exposed to an extent because if you're someone who's demanding, very needy, crave attention, need to be validated, sorry, toxic is what you may face. If that's what you chase. So, to grow up and become mature and realize that, and I said this to somebody recently, you're not special. None of us are special. There's things we do that are special, maybe. There's things exceptional about us. We have gifts, we have talents. But I'm talking about the human being itself. We're not special because to be called special, that means you're rare. If you do what everybody else do, or you live an average life, and I'm not talking down on this. You live a normal life, you're kind of like the same guy down the street, or you're kind of like the female down the block. You're not special because it's like, it's what we see on the reg. You know what I mean? So if you really grasp that, it should motivate you. It's not to bring you down. It's so you can become something that's rare. And then you can be called special. But in any way, without stepping off of it too much. Needing attention. Needing validation. Because maybe your self-confidence isn't there. Your self-esteem isn't high. The only way to really satisfy that hunger is to understand this, and you don't want it, but you may initially do, because I agree that toxic and intensity does go hand in hand. Now, let me just break it wide open for you. If you want a female, I'm going to go to guys first. Fellas, if you want a female that's on your body, like sweating you, straight up, every hour checking in, seeing where you at, what you doing, what's up, like on you. You may think that's what you want, but you may just want that from a physical attraction standpoint. You could be on my body sexually, but I don't want every hour and every moment and where you at, what you doing, well, why you ain't call me back. Like, I don't want that. You shouldn't want that. So I think guys could adjust to that better if they wake up. It's hard to separate though, right? Like if a female's on your body physically, she's probably gonna be on your body mentally. So pick or choose. You gotta say, I'm good with regular degular, like just average shit, not too much intensity. It's healthy. Understand that normal. Females. For a guy to be on your body, he's going to be toxic as well. So no one escapes this hand-in-hand shit. Because now, ladies, if you need validating, if you want a guy calling you every hour, texting you every hour, seeing where you at, what you doing, why you answer my call, girl? I think the only difference is, again, I said for the guys, we want you on our body physically with that intensity, not mentally. And for women, they may just want it mentally, and the physical takes a back seat. But either way, this is not something for either sexes of the sexes to really yearn for and desire. Understand your value. Understand your worth. Level up when possible. Work on you. Analyze you. Make you better. And then you can stay as far away from this as possible. Because if you validate yourself, who cares who else validates you? I think I'm talking more to women here because I feel like they're the ones who need more validating. Now, guys are a little sensitive too and be needing a little more attention than normal guys would say that is expected. But stay away from this. It's hard because, again, with guys in the physical, and I won't really give women a difficult time. I understand their side too. With men, the physical intensity is dope. In the moment, should only be for that. But we may want that all the time, that intensity physically. But sorry to say that, it's hard to get that and not get this whole thing I'm bringing to you with the toxic part. But we're physical creatures, man, and I get it. It's a dope feeling when a female is just like fiending. Feel me? But it don't come for cheap. May have to level up to where you can get that without the toxic. That's your homework assignment, fellas. If you're big on that physical intensity, work on yourself, work on your body, work on your finances. Just level up for you. Start it being the goal and the game plan is to make you better for you. But it will also come with these awards. And then you probably could work that out and dodge the toxic. Females, you have more homework. You don't want this at all. You think you might want the mental part of it, a man validating you. But just level up. And your leveling up is not the same as the man's level up. I don't necessarily mean money. I just mean just like humility, femininity, transparency, and like not being erratic and trying to have emotional intelligence and not get so out of whack so easily. That's hard. That's hard to do. But that's what you need to be free from this intensity that you think you want and try to chase. So you see how I did that? Both guys and girls have homework to do. Level up, fellas. To give the intensity without the toxic part. And women, build your self-esteem and confidence. Control your emotions to get your intensity mentally. And I'll be back part 2.